Hello.
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 Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. President.
Hi. George, how are you?
Pretty good, sir.
Jack said you want to call before you talk to him.
Oh, yes, sir. Here is the situation, sir. I can offer them live television tomorrow at 11 or noon. And if they want to go ahead with it, it can be set up by then.
Well, how do you know whether it will want to or not?
I don't know, but I'm very certain they would want to. In other words, if I just announce the press conference, I think they will ask me whether they can do it.
Do you think we have enough to go on? It doesn't look like me. We're very prepared. It looks like everybody's pretty tired. We're pretty bled on the convention. And I don't know what happened in Vietnam and these other things we ought to be prepared on. I don't want to work getting it up.
Yeah, that's the main thought that has occurred to me, but on the other hand, I think that if you and Senator Humphrey were just to strike a few notes about a high-level campaign, that sort of thing, and then whatever is clear in your own mind that you want to tell them, I think it would go pretty well. If you want to do it,
I don't have a thing in the world to tell them. That's the point I'm making.
I understand, sir.
You say if I tell them what I want to tell them, I don't have anything.
Well, I meant in terms of whatever campaign plans you might have developed or anything like that.
Well, we're not going to develop any. We're not even going to talk about campaign. We're just out here resting primarily. And I don't think we'll tell them we're down here campaigning. I think we'll just tell them that we've had a real long, difficult week and that we came in. We had a bite to eat, went to bed about 4 o'clock and just got up, and everybody's tired and sleepy. We had a little nap, now we're going over and riding the boat a while. And on press conference, I'm inclined to think we'll just forget it and not have any at all.
I'd rather follow your inclination, sir, because you're always best
on the field. All right, okay, let's do that then. Let's just don't have any. If we have one, I can call you in the morning and we just have it without it. But
that's okay.
Just tell them, unless they've got something that they really need. And if they do, then you can call us tonight and we can. I guess we could do it Monday. I don't believe it's good to get on live television if you got nothing to say. Because I think everybody will find it out pretty quick. Okay.
Well, sir, a couple of quick questions. First of all, I'm going to be asked about this barbecue at Stonewall tomorrow.
Tell them I never heard of it. I don't know a thing in the world about it. You don't know whether I'm going or not. That I might go if they ask me to or something. I resent the commercialness of it, and yet I don't want to turn down the poor, sweet people.
Yeah, no, they've invited the White House press, incidentally.
Yeah. Well, I'd keep the White House press just as far away from Stonewall as I could. Somebody told me you were installing wires up here, and they'll get them fixed up, and they won't come up here and live, and I don't want them anywhere around.
Well, sir, there's no living on it. They asked Western Union if they could establish outlets in Johnson City in case there was a press conference at any time so they could file from Johnson City.
I think that's bad to get them doing that, don't you?
Well, it may be bad, sir, but they asked for it, and Western Union, of course, said yes, they could.
Well, they told me that they're working it out with you.
They did. It's in the Senate.
Well, I'll tell Western Union, cut it out. I don't want them to come out here, Cloak.
That would just be for press conferences.
Yeah, well, we ain't going to have any. Just cut that out. I don't want them out here. I don't want them stopping in Johnson City with the team of furs and fooling around, George. I don't understand. I have to be press secretary, too. I just hate the good many reasons why they ought to be as far away from here as they can, all the time. And you'll find them out if you let them stay up here very long. I'll read the Wall Street Journal when they have been here.
Well, I'll try to think of a reason for refusing it then, sir.
Well, you ought to thought of it before you got in on the march. I just say to them that this is no place to file out here. Facilities are terrible. They're bad. And
if they'd already been told the facilities were all right, sir. That was the difficulty with it.
You want me to handle it?
No, I'll handle it.
All right, okay.
Now, the next question I'm going to get, Bill Miller has made a speech in which he attacks the film that was shown at the convention and says that it misrepresents your war record, that you were only in 6 months and got out before the shooting started, and that you made a choice between being a congressman and being a soldier and decided to be a congressman. And I just think we just ought to say, well, we something going to not going to comment any personal matters. If you want, we can put out that record of your military service, but I kind of feel we shouldn't even answer to that extent.
I would say I haven't seen it, don't know it, and I would think that the last thing in the world we'd ever want to do is discuss anything with Mr. Miller.
Okay, sir. Now, the other thing, I've got a query on whether you're going to address the American Legion Convention in Dallas on September 18th.
Just tell them to keep querying. We have no such plans.
Right.
Hope you have no, you know nothing about it up to now.
Okay, sir.
Anything else?
That's all, sir.
I think you can tell them that I've talked to, been in touch with the State Department and Defense and National Security Council today.
All right, sir.
Although I wouldn't, I want to look, I'm just playing all the time. I just want to think I know what's happening in Vietnam.
Right.
I had a long talk with Bundy, who's talked to the other.
Okay, sir.
And, okay.
Now, if you want to get Doug Wynn for me.
I just talked to him, sir.
All right, let's get him this time.
You got a chopper that's ringing.